Good morning, friends and neighbors. Today's newscast is brought to you by Sip and Shop at Marion & Company and Marion Recycling, as well as Dr. Eric Kivistow at Crittenden Community Hospital, just in time for this cold I've got that I can't seem to shake. So bear with me this morning as we work through the news. In local news, Marion Police Department has a full-time permanent position open. Minimum qualifications include graduation from high school or equivalent. Some experience in law enforcement is desirable, but not mandatory. Upon completion of a probationary period, employee benefits include 100% of the officer's health insurance premiums and 25% of any covered family member. This job also includes paid vacation and holidays. The Department of Justice certified officer salary is set at $55,446 for the coming year. Anyone interested should submit an application to the City of Marion by January 3rd. The City of Marion is an equal opportunity employer and a certified drug-free workplace. I want to remind you that Community Christmas is still seeking contributions to make its goal for the year. Those can be made at Farmers Bank anytime between now and Monday. The Living Christmas Tree production in Marion is kicking off its final weekend of shows. Those will be Friday night and Saturday night, and then on Sunday afternoon. This weekend will also be the final production of the live nativity down at Deer Creek Church near Sheridan. Get down there if you want to see that program. I spent about 5 hours yesterday in Crittenden Circuit Court, where Judge Daniel Hetty was sentencing a number of people to jail, including one woman, Alexandria Jimenez, who was dealing in fentanyl, 2 counts, and that got her 5 years. You can read all about other pleadings from Crittenden Circuit Court in next week's Crittenden Press. Tonight will be the annual showdown between Crittenden County and Livingston County on the basketball court at Rocket Arena. And in order to celebrate that, we have talked to Livingston County Judge Michael Williams. He's the new judge executive there, just won a seat in office. And we're going to hear what he thinks about the ball game, as well as some other news from Livingston County. Michael, I guess you have your red on Friday night, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. Yeah, and thank you for the interview. I'm my first 30 days in. It's been very exciting. But yes, this Friday, I am anticipating a good crowd there in Crittenden County, and I hope Livingston County shows up in red. And I'm going to reach out to the judge executive over there, Mr. Perry Newcomb, and see if we can't make this a little bit more competitive.
A little wager of some sort, maybe a cold drink,
maybe.
Cup of coffee. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So, so you have any predictions on this one?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have no doubt that Livingston will pull this out. I've never second guessed my own team there.
Boys and girls, you think they'll take them both?
Absolutely. Clean sweep.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get into some news. I know you were down at the meeting at Crittenden Livingston Water District on Monday when they met with their engineer. What kind of news you got out of that? Anything new going on?
Yes, of course, that is a very massive project, and anything of that size takes a lot of consideration and timing and a lot of planning. But the engineer did make a special trip down. It was a special called meeting to show us his latest design. The only thing that was approved that night was for the company to draw up their phase two. This plan is in 3 phases. We are approved for phase one, and now they are been approved to start designing phase two. Funding has been released, I know for sure, for phase one, and I think a good portion of phase two. So.
Mm-hmm. Of course, that project will double the size of the plant there in
actually in Livingston County, down around Pinckneyville on the Cumberland River.
Yes, it produces about 2 million a day, and it should go to 4 when it is all completely done.
And you have some new exciting news, I guess, for those folks who really care about recycling. I know the recycling effort in the kind of the 5-county regional area has been down for several months now because of the complex there at the West Kentucky Correctional Complex. They quit doing accepting and processing recycling materials, and now you've got at least an idea down there to do something with cardboard and paper. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. So when I was out campaigning, that was one of the biggest things people brought up. You know, we do like to be clean and try not to create as much waste, so recycling is fairly important. So and collaboration with Marshall County, they were very nice. They will start accepting our paper and cardboard, but it has to be separated but prior to arrival to their facility. So what we, the fiscal court, has done is we've put our trailers, our enclosed trailers, back at each school. Before, they were just at the middle school and at South Elementary. I added one to the high school. So now residences can drop off their cardboard only, I'll stress that, at each of those three locations at the schools. Then there are two more enclosed trailers that they can drop paper and cardboard off. Each trailer has just, they're labeled with one's paper, one's cardboard, and then there's one additional at the road department barn, and it'll be also paper and cardboard. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, at this time, we cannot accept plastic or glass. We're not able to recycle that yet, but also at our landfill station, or our transfer station, I guess it's called, we can take metal if they throw anything metal away. So we're all on board except for glass and plastic.
Mm-hmm. I know there are a lot of people passionate about their recycling, and I hear it a lot up here as well over the last several months, looking for some ideas. Look like you guys are trying to at least solve a temporary solution, I guess you might say, till we can get this regional deal back rolling again.
Really hard. Yeah, the regional deal is not done. We're working hard. We're accepting bids from companies, trying to get them to this area so we can get kind of the Tri-County, at least Livingston line and Crittenden back up to where we can recycle everything, and that's still in the works. We're trying. We haven't forgotten about it, but we're at least trying to put a Band-Aid on the problem right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with kind of getting yourself oriented in that new position. I know you've been involved in law enforcement down in Livingston County for many years, and of course your father was a sheriff there, and so you're very familiar with the courthouse and how things go. But until you sit in that seat, it's a little different, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And like I said, 30 days in, I absolutely enjoy it. I've hit the ground running, and I hope the people can see that. With this and several other projects I got going on, we'll probably talk about those on a later date.
Marin & Company, located in the former Conrad's Food Store building, invites you to sip and shop Friday, December the 13th during an after-hours holiday event. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, coffee, hot chocolate, or mulled cider as you peruse the aisles of merchandise displayed by 85 vendors. The antique and boutique vendor mall has something for everyone. Enjoy the sip and shop from 6 to 8 p.m. this Friday night.
I don't know if you've been in the Marion and Company market there where the former Conrad's used to be, but there's all kinds of interesting shops inside there, so drop by this evening and check that out. In local obituaries, Janice Faith, 79, of Marion, passed away Monday, December 9th. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Danny Drake, 62, of Marion, died on Monday, December 9th, and arrangements are also at Gilbert Funeral Home.
Hello, this is Dr. Eric Kivistow. I'm a general surgeon at Crittenden Community Hospital. We provide procedures on an outpatient basis and short-term inpatient stay such as cholecystectomy, colonoscopy, upper endoscopy, and hernia repair. We provide in-house diagnostics, and we pride ourselves in excellent care and convenient follow-up appointments. You can see us in the Marion office, where caring for community and getting you on the road to better health is our number one priority.
Now I want to take you back 25 years to 1999, when the middle school basketball held its homecoming with the 8th grade court, which included Aaron O'Neill, Meg Brock, Brett Shoecraft, Aaron James, Queen, Savannah Farmer, Sean Thompson, Melissa Cook, Chris Findlay, Brittany Hunt, and Tyler Guest. Now, the ring bearer for that event was Cole Foster, and the flower girl was Haley Young. You can read all of these Throwback Thursday features in the Crittenden Press each week. Remember that you can subscribe to the Crittenden Press and get it right on your phone every Wednesday at noon.
And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now.
And as we mentioned earlier, while we were talking to Judge Williams down in Livingston County, the Cardinals will be at Rocket Arena tonight to take on the Crittenden County girls and boys. The girls game tips off at 6 p.m. and the boys nightcap will begin about 30 minutes after the first game. Now, your Crittenden County Lady Rockets are 4-0 to start the season and 1-0 in district play. Livingston Central comes in at 1-2 and 0-1 in district play after losing to Lyon County earlier in the week. The Crittenden County boys are 0-3 on the season and lost their first district game earlier this week down at Trigg County. And Livingston Central comes in at 1-1 overall and 0-1 in the district after starting league play against Lyon County in a loss on Tuesday. And on our Travis Perry watch, of course, the Lyon County native who plays for the Kentucky Wildcats got in the game against Colgate on Wednesday. He played 9 minutes and 22 seconds. It was 0-for-4 shooting. Shot 3 times from behind the arc and missed those. He had 1 rebound and 1 foul. So probably the most significant time he has played so far. With a couple of the Wildcat point guards out with injury, you might see Travis in the game a little more. Of course, the Cats won that game 78-67 over Colgate. After a kind of a slow start, the Wildcats, ranked number 5 in the nation, are 9-1 right now. In outdoors, the deer muzzleloader season opens on Saturday. It will last until December 22nd. The Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Commission met a few days ago and proposed a new schedule for fees and regulations for outfitters and hunting guides. You'll want to follow that. They'll make a decision on those at the next meeting in March. They also passed a measure that will increase the bag limit for northern pintails starting next year from 1 to 3. That's your daily limit, from 1 to 3 on northern pintails for you waterfowlers. And to wrap things up, meetings coming up early next week. Marion City Council meets at 5 p.m. on Monday. The Fredonia City Council meets at 7 p.m. Monday. And Salem City Council will meet Tuesday at 5 p.m. down at the Deer Lakes Meeting Room. And that's a wrap on today's news. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press. Have a good weekend.